Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. I am Lucia Matuonto, and welcome to the Relatable Voice podcast, a talk show where my guests and I talk about relatable everyday situations, books, and the environment we live in. Remember to subscribe and follow the podcast on social media so you can be notified when a new episode is available. Let's begin. Today we are heading to London for an exclusive interview with Dr. Iran Qureshi. Dr. Iran is a British film and television producer, director, and senior lecturer. She's also the visionary founder of KQ Movies and her latest creation, the critically acclaimed film Only Love Matters, will be available soon. So, my dear Dr. Iran, welcome to the RV.
Oh, thank you so much, Lucia. It's a pleasure to be here on your podcast.
I was looking forward to speak with you. I'm really excited and honored to have you here today.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so kind of you.
Of course. What do you love the most about living in this beautiful city?
It is so lively city. The interesting thing is that we've got such a diverse community in London that if there are 200 countries in the world, then you have 200 sort of countries people all living here in London. So at every step, you see people from a different country, from a different origin, and it's so exciting, Every time you go outside, you will see different type of people. It's really interesting to be in London all the time. This pleasing city.
I will never forget the first time I went there. It was 30 years ago, and I was almost hit by a car.
Oh my God!
Because to cross the streets, I was always looking at the wrong side.
Goodness.
Yeah. But it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And Dr. Iran, when did your passion for TV and film production start?
I was initially in education side. I mean, in the education sector. But then my passion for TV started with my master's in communication studies, where I did my major in television productions. And I did my internship with a television director who and I went to spend 6 weeks with him while he was doing some projects for television channels, and it's Dr. Cameron Qureshi. So I did my internship with him. I was his student. He was my mentor. And I had such a good time. Very sort of difficult and challenging in the sense that, when you work in TV, there's no timing, in TV and film. There's no timing. Your editings are going in, overnights, and the filming and everything. So I was a student only at that time, and I asked him, and the first day when I went to see him, he said, "Oh, do you want a certificate or do you want to really work?" So I thought, what is he saying? What does that mean? And he said, "If you only want a certificate, you can get it tomorrow. But if you want to work in TV, then there will be no timing. Will you be able to follow that?" I said, "Okay, so that's a challenge for me now." I said, "Yes, I will do that." And for those 6 weeks, they were really challenging. I had to follow the timing that he was following, finishing filming at 2 o'clock in the night, sitting on the editing all through the night, working 15 hours, 16 hours. So that's where it started. And then I did my master's, and I had I really wanted to do my PhD at that time. Then, I mean, we had a very good chemistry, and we thought we should get married. Let's spend life together.
This is so romantic. I didn't know this story before.
So that was the story, and then that's how I mean when we got married, that's where we both together started another journey. I mean, he was already an established director, but both of us then started a journey together in TV dramas and things. I mean, it was all sort of media life was very different from the normal life, and doing different formats and different natures of program, documentaries and talk shows, and all of them together. I mean, it was really a good experience for me as well. So it's now almost 22 years since I'm in this, and yeah, I adopted it as it was like a profession at home, outside, everywhere. It's a 24-hour thing.
It's so good when you work with your husband in the same field and you can share everything. And as a woman at the beginning of your career, did you experience challenges in the film industry or TV production?
I did, because when you were trying to settle down in a new life, especially, in fact, when I was a student as well, I was working on and off for productions, and I used to go to the National Television Channel, and they offered me to do assistant producer role. But I found that, this work, as I mentioned, the timings. So the timing was a bit of a difficult thing, adjusting your study life or your home life and then your work life together, balancing it was really difficult. But the good thing was that I had the partner who was in it too, so that was perhaps an advantage for me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But then with having children and then managing again, that was a difficult phase. But now my children are a bit older. My daughter is 21 now, and other children are in school, but still, I mean, they're older enough to understand what is happening.
Yes, and I need to say that I really admire your work and of course, Dr. Kron
Thank
as
you.
well. And you produced Only Love Matters, a romantic family drama featuring lead intersex characters.
Yes.
Dr. Iram, could you explain to our listeners the term intersex?
Yes, sure. Intersex, according to United Nations, how they define intersex is people who are born with sex variations and which do not actually fit into the normal definition of a male and a female. So they are people who are born with different sex variations, right? And these could be the gonadals or genital or different sort of variations that they can have. And previously they used to call these people hermaphrodites, but this term is not in use anymore, and it's not very much appreciated by intersex people too. And the recent term that we use for them is, I mean, there are different terms that are used, but mostly intersex is the term that's used. So this is a biological phenomenon, and it's different from transgender, because transgender is something that is the choice. You're born in one gender and then you transition to another gender, but intersex is not by choice. It is a biological phenomenon.
Yeah, and how common are intersex variation in the population?
According to the research, it's 1.7% of the population, they're born intersex. And sometimes these people, they know at the birth of the baby that the baby is intersex, and sometimes they don't find out until late in their life.
Yeah, wow, it's more common that I could imagine actually. And Dr. Aaron, I believe that intersex people are often socially invisible due to stigmas and taboos. So, what are some challenges faced by intersex people, both medically and socially?
There are many. I mean, according to research we've done, almost it's 3 to 5 years research that has been done on this, and we've found out that intersex people, one, they go through so much discrimination, not only socially, in different fields, at workplaces, in education, in sports. There are many cases that you might know of. There is a Spanish athlete who had this issue. There was another athlete called Symbania Casta. She had a problem as well. These athletes who were basically participating in Olympics and other major games. So when they found out that they had more of the hormones, so they were tested and they were stopped from playing and things. So these type of issues they had. Plus they from the families as well. I mean, in the past, people, intersex people have been, beaten by, society. They've been thrown on the floor. They've been, hit by people. They've been, I mean, there are so many things, especially in education as well. If these children go to school, not only intersex people, even their adopted children as well, they do face issues too. People call them freaks. People call them names. It's so many problems they are facing at the moment, they have been facing. And with when you talk about the medical issues, since decades, they have been having these surgeries in infancy where children have been reassigned their genders. Most of the time they've been made girls because, according to the medical establishment, making a girl is far easier than making a boy. So if they have been born with ambiguous genitals, so intersex people are operated on, and otherwise as well. I mean, they're operated by doctors telling their parents that these are cancerous. Sometimes they have internal testes which are removed, or sometimes some people are born with one ovary and one testes. There are so many variations. I mean, according to a research, there are over 30 or 40 variations that are present. So, I mean, especially in the medical terms, it has been recently, it has been a burning issue, and intersex organizations, intersex advocates, they have been raising their voice about these surgeries. There are people who have actually come into light telling their stories, what happened to them. They've had 10 surgeries, 11 surgeries in first few years of their life, So that is how they've been actually passing their lives, That's what we wanted to bring into notice of people. Look how we are treating them. They're perfectly healthy and normal babies when they're born. Don't do this to them.
And I believe this was the inspiration for your film, Only Love Matters. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we did a TV film basically 20 years ago, or over 20 years ago, and it was about we did a series about mothers. We used to work on we worked a lot on women issues and mothers issues, and while doing this series, I mean, before that, we wanted to bring a different mother, and it was an intersex mother that we brought in that series, and sorry, in that film. And that film won some awards, Best Director Award, Best Film Award in a festival. And then we thought of making a whole series on mothers. And after that, we did a whole TV series of 32 episodes on specifically on intersex lead character. And this was again very much critically acclaimed, appreciated. So after that, that was in 2003 and 4, 2004, when we did the 32-part series. In 2017, 2016, 17, we were making a film, another film, where it was a commercial film. And during that film, we thought of having a one intersex character. And when we started, because those previous two film and TV series were in Asian languages, when we started working on this film and we had this character, we thought let's do little research on how intersex people are treated in British society. And when we did the research, we found out that, there was so much going on here as well in past so many decades. And we found out that there was no film ever made in British cinema about intersex people. So we thought, let's stop that film and make one on intersex. So we did a whole research, 5 years doctoral research, we actually studied all the representation of intersex in, English language films. It started back in 1932. It was one of the Hollywood films when it started. But they were all minor characters. I mean, initially in, when it started. But later on, there were some films, very good films, made in English language cinema. I'm not talking about only Britain, overall, the English language films. Which were made in Canada, in US, and Australia as well. And people showed, these intersex characters in different ways. Most of the times they were brought under light as maybe some sort of, freaks or paranormal creature or these type of characters. So we wanted to show them as natural as they are, as ordinary characters, as conventional characters. So that was the main thing that we brought into this film, that our characters are normal characters like us. They are, perfectly normal people.
I saw that you secured over 300 collaborations from across continents for your film. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. I mean, in fact, we have people from Europe, from Asia, different, because we had a portion recorded in the Great Indian Desert, very colorful. One of our character actually comes from the Great Indian Desert, moved to UK. So that was a place where we had people, actors, the local actors, and local people. Then we had a music director from US. One of the music directors, then we had music director from India, then we had other people from Europe, and Latin America. We had subtitling done in seven or eight languages. So it was it was an incredible journey, in fact, having to talk to these people from around the globe, working with them in collaboration.
I can imagine. How long did it take for you to finalize this film?
Initially, we had to do the research. In fact, Cameron did his doctoral research on this for almost 3, 4, 5 years. He did the research, and then we got to make the movie. So it was around, you can say it was, the whole journey took around 3 to 4 to 5 years
Okay.
to come to this stage.
Wonderful. And how do you believe that your film Only Love Matters challenges the prevailing stigmas around individuals born with intersex variations?
We basically bringing them to, under the limelight and saying that, these people exist and these people have got the same rights as any man or any woman or all of them. They have the equal rights to education. That's what we show. We show a character, getting success as any other person can, doing a PhD. Then having to say that they can play as any other man and woman can play in the sports, they have the right to do that. So raising voice about their rights is basically how we try to challenge all these, whatever people have been thinking for so long now, for centuries now, whatever have been happening with these people in history. So we bring them as perfectly normal people. We say that, look, these are the people like us. These are their rights. You should listen to them and you should give them some importance now. No more discrimination anymore.
Exactly. Yes, doctor. Yes. That's very, very important. And also, I see that there is romance. Can you tell us a little bit about this film?
Yeah, I mean, it was really important to show that These people have got the same feelings as us. I mean, if me, you, or any other, ordinary person can have the romantic feelings or have the romantic life, why can't they have them? Why to, treat them like they don't have the right to do that? So we have two different people, and we have two different life stories, and both romantic. So it is a commercial film, basically, which has romance, which has all sort of situational comedy as well, everything. And it doesn't it when you watch the film, you won't feel like it is sort of an educational film, or it is, but it educates in a way that it entertains you. So the main purpose is to entertain as well as educate.
Wonderful. And what is next on the horizon for you? Are you planning to produce more films, books?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, first film, I am actually, we are working, me and Kamran, we both are working on film, which is a period drama. And this is about a woman who was a Scottish surgeon in early 1900s. It was a time when women were not appreciated to be doctors. The max they would be is a nurse. And this woman was the founder of Scottish Women Hospitals. And she took 1,500 women to the war fronts during World War I when she was told by British officials, my lady, go home and sit still. So when she offered her services, she was told to go home and sit still, but she never did. And she went to Serbia, she went to the war fronts, to Russia, and she established hospitals, especially for Serbians. She did a lot. And they in fact say that she's a Serbian mother from Scotland. So we are working on her life story and how she did all that. So that is our next film.
And this is a real story.
It is, in fact, it is. And it's really exciting. It is really exciting because women is a subject. I mean, we work on women of from different backgrounds, mothers, and women issues as well. So this is really something that we're looking forward to making.
So that means that you will come back, or I will have to go back to England to interview you and learn more about this new film. And Dr. Aaron, would you like to leave a message for our listeners today?
Yes, sure. I would say that, these movies are a great source of not only entertainment, but they are a great source of knowledge as well. So keep watching movies, keep an eye out on what is coming. And I'm sure that, this is something that gives you, I know, a good feeling, plus more information as well. So keep watching movies.
Thank you. And where can we find you? And of course, this film and other works you've been producing online. Do you have social media?
Yeah, sure. I have social media, and I have a website called iramqureshi.com. So you can find all the details about me there, my socials, my work and news about me, anything, any media coverage, everything's available on my website.
Awesome. And also, I would like to tell our listeners that Dr. Iran and Dr. Cameron were featured in our magazine, The Relatable Voice, in March. So there you can find out more about their work, and the magazine is free of charge. So, Dr. Iran, it was a pleasure to speak with you, to learn a little bit more about intersex, and hopefully you will be able to reach a huge audience and people will be more conscious about some other variations.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, the film has actually started making a lot of impact, and it has won over 30 awards. So we
Big
are really
awards already.
over 30 awards in the international film festivals. So we are looking forward to make it, available to everyone, so that we can spread the message, and let people know that, that they are people like us, and give them importance, give them their due rights.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank
And
you too. In fact, thank you. That's
yes.
in.
And please come back, okay? Keep
Yeah,
doing
sure.
amazing things and representing women in the world because we need more Dr. Irams in the world.
Thank you so much, Lucy. We need more Lucy's as well.
Thank you. And see you next time. Thank
Yeah,
you.
sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
And do come when you come to London,
I
please.
will.
I
I
will
swear.
wait for you.
Yes. Thank you. Let me just stop here. It was so beautiful. It was a pleasure to speak with you, to learn a little bit more about intersex, and hopefully you will be able to reach a huge audience and people will be more conscious about some other variations in
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, the film has actually started making a lot of impact, and it has won over 30 awards. So we are re
awards already.
over 30 awards in the international film festivals. So we are looking forward to make it, available to everyone, so that we can spread the message, and let people know that, they are people like us, and give them importance, give them their due rights.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank
And
you too. In fact, thank you.
we need more Dr. Irams in the world.
Thank you so much, Lucy. We need more Lucy's as well.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified when the next one is posted. Please rate this podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you for listening, and remember, relationships don't exist. Relating does. Until next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.